You didn't think I was going to miss Halloween, did you? Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this is a special part three of our Halloween two-parter. Don't ask me how that works. But I got to thinking about the Berenstain Bears' trick or treat. Aaron and I discussed it over the weekend, and we talked about how it was a good book. We enjoyed it. It brought up a lot of wonderful things about Halloween. It had a weird ending. It didn't quite end satisfactorily in some ways. We didn't really find out whatever happened to Too Tall and his gang. Some of the themes got muddied a little bit along the way as far as, like, who was this old woman who lived down the lane? We didn't really learn a whole lot about her. As happens sometimes with Berenstain Bear books, they introduce a lot of ideas, many of which don't get followed through upon. So I decided to take a look, as I do, at the adaptation of the Berenstain Bears Trick or Treat from 2003. It was originally aired in late September of 2003, so it wasn't really a Halloween special or anything. It's only an 11-minute episode, as the 2000 series was. It was just, they would do these short segments. They would air a few of them together in one block. And this was just one of the episodes that aired in late September. But it was based on the book, very clearly based on the book, but it made fundamental changes that alter the way the story plays out. And I actually really appreciate them. And I thought it was to be fun just to sort of take a look at a few of the differences that the television series had over the books and whether or not they're good differences. My vote is kind of yes. Yeah. So let's take a look at the plot of the Berenstain Bears Trick or Treat.
Things aren't always quite what they seem when bears go out for treats on Halloween.
It's Halloween, and brother and sister are coming home from school discussing all the wonderful things they're going to do that evening as they go trick-or-treating. Brother is dressing up as a red monster. He doesn't have a full face mask, but he has a little, like, diamond domino mask that he wears over his eyes. And sister is going as a ballerina. They're going to go everywhere with their friends, Lizzie Bruin and Cousin Fred. No other cubs, just Lizzie Bruin and Cousin Fred. But on the way home, they pass a creepy old house down the lane that is owned by a widow, who everyone knows is a witch. She flies around on a broom. She casts spells. In fact, she will turn cubs into statues. That's something that the cubs don't think is weird, but apparently it's a thing that happens in the neighborhood. Cubs disappear and turn into statues. They get home, and they have their route all planned out, but Mama catches wind of the fact that they are not going to visit this old widow, and she says she's not a witch. She's actually a dear friend of mine. We were in quilting class together, and she's very helpful, but the cubs ain't buying it. They do not want to go to the old woman's house, but Mama says, hey, look, I know for a fact that she's making special treats for cubs this year, so if I don't see those treats in your basket when you get home, you're going to have a little bit to answer for, all right? So the cubs are kind of stuck. They got to go visit this old witch, although they're terrified. So the four cubs, who are brother dressed as the monster, sister as the ballerina, cousin Fred is a pirate, and Lizzie Bruin is a white-faced vampire, finally make their way to the old widow's house. And they're all afraid to go up to the door and ring the bell when out of the bushes jump Too Tall and his gang, two other cubs. They make fun of the little cubs' costumes and are about to TP the yard when brother reveals that the old widow has special treats for cubs. Now, Too Tall is not going to pass up treats. So he and his gang approach the front door and are about to ring the bell when a giant spider descends, scaring them off. Then the door opens, and in the doorway is the outline of a wicked, cackling witch. Brother panics. Run, he yells, and he takes off. He runs for a ways, looks back over his shoulder, and realizes that his sister and their friends are nowhere to be seen. He sneaks back up to the house and peeks in the window, only to hear the voices of the cubs and the wicked witch telling them how much she loves having children over on Halloween. Brother is not going to have any of this. He climbs in the window to rescue his friends and his sister, and they're just there, and they're having a good time. And he says, what's going on? And they said, don't worry about it. The widow is actually really nice. She's actually going to get us treats. She comes out. She has a plate full of candy apples, and Brother realizes that this woman is actually pretty cool. She's really nice. It looks on the wall. There's photographs, some with pictures of the old widow and his mama. And he realizes that the rumors are false. This is just a nice old woman. And then she reveals,
Halloween is my favorite time of the year. I love entertaining neighborhood cubs and dressing up and hanging spooky things around the yard. Oh, goody! More trick-or-treaters!
You sort of get the hint that she's aware of her reputation in the town and that she is seriously leaning in to the fact that the kids think she's a witch. In fact, she leans in so hard that she says, come here to the window. Watch this. Too Tall and his gang are still outside and they're still planning on TPing the house. But she has booby traps set up all around her yard with scary ghosts that pop out and dancing skeletons that spring out and scare them. Finally, Too Tall and his gang have had enough and they run off. The cubs all have a great laugh. They've met a new friend, met a neighbor. They go home. They're enjoying their treats. Papa's like, where'd you get those delicious-looking candy apples? And they say, we got them from the old widow up the road. And he says, that grouchy old sourpuss? And they're like, Papa, looks can be deceiving. So Papa's like, great. He throws on a Halloween costume, heads out the door, hoping that there are enough candy apples left for a hungry Papa Bear.
Oh, Papa.
Now, you probably noticed that there are a few differences in the storyline. One of the big ones being that Too Tall and his gang actually get their comeuppance in this story. In the original book, Too Tall and his gang just disappear. After the cubs go inside, you don't really find out what happens to them. Do they go home? Do they enjoy treats? We don't know. They never seem to learn their lesson about TPing a person's house. In fact, they're obviously just going to keep doing it to other houses. In the episode, they try to TP the old widow's house, but they never manage to do it because she's booby-trapped her yard. That's another major difference. In the book, the old widow is just a nice old lady who just misses having cubs around, and when they show up to her house, she gives them candy because she's a nice old lady. In the cartoon, she is seriously into Halloween. She loves, seems to adore the fact that the cubs think she's a creepy old woman. She really plays into it. She gets into character. She cackles like a witch. She dresses like a witch. She does up her house. Lizzie comes out of the bathroom at one point and says she's even decorated the bathroom. It's a much richer character than we get in the book. In fact, whenever this character appears in the books, we sort of just get the idea that she's sort of a frail old woman. And in the cartoon, we get the idea that she's old, and I mean much older than many of the other bears in Bear Country, but she is still a majorly engaged part of the community. She attends quilting class. She's friends with people around the neighborhood. She enjoys the holiday. She likes having cubs around. She understands what scares a cub. She's cool. She's really good. Which brings me to a major part in the cartoon. This isn't the same old woman. How do I know this? Well, in the book, her name is Ms. McGriz. In the cartoon, her name is the Widder Jones. Now, I want to point this out for several reasons. One of the main ones being that the Widder Jones doesn't have a bear name. This is just Jones. I can't think of any major bear characters who don't have some sort of either bear-related name or a name related to their profession or attitude. I mean, Actual Factual doesn't have a bear. I mean, I guess his last name is Bear, Actual Factual Bear. But Actual Factual has a name related to his personality and his job. Widder Jones is just the Widder Jones. Unless her first name is Widow, I don't know. But she's definitely not Ms. McGriz. It's a different character altogether. This is not the same old woman. She behaves differently. She has a different rep. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Ms. McGriz and the Widder Jones they come from the same place, but she is not the same woman. Does that make sense? Like, they come from the same school of thought, but as we know that the books are a different universe than the TV series, this is just something happened timeline-wise. Different old woman moved into town, or maybe Ms. McGriz never married, but Widder Jones did marry Mr. Jones at some point, and he died, and now she's alone. But her relationship with Mr. Jones changed her personality a little bit, made her maybe he was a special effects artist, or maybe he inspired her to become a special effects artist, because she really seems to love these contraptions and traps. But regardless, two different names. I don't know why they changed it. I can't think of a really good reason why the writers would have been like, let's not call her Ms. McGriz, unless it's just too close to names like Mrs. Grizzle from other books. But it doesn't really affect the story, except for the fact that this is a fundamentally different character. A few other differences are the fact that Mama's, looks can be deceiving, don't judge people based on their appearance, is inspired actually by Papa Bear trying to scare the cubs with his costume, which is just a pumpkin on his head. The cubs get a little startled. He takes it off, and then Mama says, looks can be deceiving, don't judge a person by their appearance. It's a small thing, but it makes Mama come across as a little less preachy in the cartoon, because she's, literally telling them, like, oh, don't be frightened by Papa. This is just Papa. Like, I don't know. It's a little more natural. It doesn't come across as a lesson so much as like, whoa, don't worry about your dad with a mask on his head. They don't go into the whole thing about carving pumpkins or anything like that. Halloween isn't treated with the sanctity that the book seems to treat it with. It's more just a plot point. It's the reason to get the cubs out trick-or-treating. Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of got to be Halloween to get the cubs out trick-or-treating. But regardless, that's the episode of the Berenstain Bears Trick-or-Treat. Another fun point is the fact that that Too Tall and his gang are – all the cubs are voiced by actual children. These aren't, like, voice actors. They're certainly not adults, which lends Too Tall and his gang they're a little less intimidating, because they sound like just any kids. Like, they're not necessarily tough-sounding kids. They're just kids. Which I guess is realistic when it comes to, kids your age being, no matter how tough they are or how much of a troublemaker they are, they're still just kids your age. So it fits, but they're a little less, once they open their mouths, they're suddenly less intimidating than they are in the book, which is fine. They're just a bunch of, goofy kids. But that's it. That's the Berenstain Bears Trick or Treat. Today is Halloween. I've got a get ready to go to Halloween and do the Halloween thing. I have kids of my own. So enjoy your trick-or-treating if you trick-or-treat. If you do not trick-or-treat, then enjoy handing out candy. If you don't hand out candy, then enjoy cleaning the toilet paper out of your trees. If you live in an isolated area far away from any trick-or-treaters, it is just not a thing. Enjoy watching scary movies. If you don't watch scary movies, enjoy watching TV or reading a book or going to bed early. I don't know. It's a work night this year, so maybe you're just like, I'm tired. I worked all day. Good night, everyone. And good night, everyone. I will see you next time deep in a bear country.